going to go ahead and interrupt my music because we have a lot to share. I want everyone to know that this is Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. So welcome to the show. Today is March 18th, 2023. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations and injections of all kinds, as well as pharmaceutical products that I would never inject myself. And most of this information is not readily available to the public. So obviously, clearly censored today. And I want everyone on this network and any listeners to make what we consider the only truly informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal of all pharmaceutical products, in particular, all injections. And even TB time tests, believe me, they're all bad. I mean, TB time tests have carbolic acid in them, phenol. You know, look it up. It's not something you even want to touch on your skin. It's considered a, you know, poison control knows all about it. our websites are vaccinetruth.com. Vaccinetruth.net is where our exemption pages are mirrored. That's where we have lawful and legal exemptions. Yeah, but our main website is VacLib, that's short for Vaccination Liberation, the first three letters, and then .org. So it's VACLIB.org. And we also have .com in case you know, don't get the org in there. We have we grab that domain. A lot of the other domains with VacLib are allegedly taken by the Chinese. It's really bizarre. But my business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. And other, you know, I mean, we're literally being poisoned to death, and the depopulation program is clearly on a fast track. So, you know, this is why every product I sell, I try it out myself, and I have other people try it out before I even want to carry it, you know, because I want to see that it's top of the line and very, very effective, and all my products are. That's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, which is not about vaccines. It is about vaccines, but it's really about strengthening immune function. You want to, you know, immunize, the root word is immune, you know, to make, you know, to literally strengthen and protect your immune function. I don't really call it a system, you know. Systems are like, you know, the organ system, the endocrine system, you know, your circulatory system. You know, your immune function involves all those systems, as well as your mind and emotions, your thought processes. So all those things contribute. We need all of this, you know, all this information, and getting our mind and emotions under control, and definitely the spiritual aspect is extremely important, probably the most important in how we navigate the toxic world we find ourselves in. We have a chat room for the show. I want to give a shout out to Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room and adding important content there. I've learned so much from Mer. You know, we may not always agree on everything. In fact, I'm going to probably bring up something that, you know, but anyway, it's okay. You know, that's a part of, you know, having a version of the truth, because, you know, I love the RBN logo, because you can handle the truth. Well, I flip on different shows, and I find that everyone has a different version of what the truth is. So it is, we're all like the blind man. All the different blind men feeling the elephant and deciding what the whole elephant is based on feeling a part of it. So we're all like that. You know, we tend to be pretty subjective based on our own experiences. And that's all okay as long as we share love in our heart for, you know, that we're going on this journey together. And RBN is like a family, and we do learn a lot from one another. To participate in this chat, you go to immunizewisely, That's Wisely stylized with a Z. So as immunize Wisely, Wizely .chatango, chatango .com. And I will also drop a couple things there that I think are important. And a lot of listeners drop great stuff. And what I've said this before, signing up for the chat room is actually important because if you forget, you can't write it down. You know, you're listening while you're in the kitchen or you're doing some other menial task or you miss some of it. You can always go to the chat room and grab those links even 2-3 weeks later. And I've certainly done that. And I'm really glad I did, especially if I accidentally erased something or I, you know, couldn't find it in email and, you know, that kind of thing. So it's really a valuable resource for us. And I like it to relate to our discussion. They don't always, so, you know, it's okay. Yeah, but Mer's in charge of the chat room, and she does the best she can. It's you know, not easy to corral a bunch of patriot cats. We call ourselves cats. We're all pretty independent. So, and it is important to support this network. You know, I think it's, you know, I love it when they have a fundraiser or a sale, but you know, if everyone just donated even $10 a month, everyone that listens, that would go a long way to supporting the network. It is not easy to run a network that does the archives, does an amazing website. By the way, the news feeds changes all the time. It's excellent. In our chat room, Mer Bailey grabs some really pertinent web links from RBN that are really important, and I think, you know, sometimes they go away, but they don't go away for long. Sometimes they're just posted below, but then they do go away. It'll be in the chat room longer, and you can still access them. So that's always really, really helpful. Anyway, I just got a little ping from my guest. My show is on now, Ricardo. It's on now. Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell him it's now. Now, so yeah, my guest is going to come on in a little bit, but I have stuff I want to share now. So anyway, I have to go back to where we're at. Oh well, sorry. So one of the things I want to mention, I just had a friend. She has extreme electrosensitivity in this area, and she's really in a quandary. They just moved, all the stress of moving to try to protect herself and her biology from the radiation has really taken a toll on her partner, and he got ill and ended up being rushed by ambulance to the local hospital. And, you know, right where I live, it's called Kootenay Health. We call it Kootenay Kill, but, you know, that's not a very good affirmation when you're trying to make sure someone stays alive in there. I mean, they killed a lot of people with remdesivir this year and last year and, you know, in 2021. It was horrifying how many people died in this county, allegedly from COVID, but it was really from remdesivir. And they're just, the whole hospital is pretty wicked. What can I say? Lots of, all the good people left, and they brought in a lot of foreign workers because the foreign workers would take the jab. So people were fired over the jab, and it was just, it's been ugly. What can I say? Right where I live. So of course I'm into keeping people out of the hospital. And I found out his oxygen level was down to 74%, and it was serious enough that they called an ambulance. So she's all alone. There's no phone hooked up there. She doesn't have a cell phone. The landline hasn't been hooked up, you know, because they are just getting settled there. And her nearest neighbor's 3 miles away. So I'm like, she has her internet. She's emailing me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she needs help. But, you know, at the same time, I told her, geez, I wish I would have known. I have sulfur. You know, I have pure, 99.9% pure methyl sulfine methane, which is pure MSM. It's the same stuff they use for all the trials. And when, you know, people understand why it's so important, you know, maybe I'll, let me just get to this. Ah, there's too much stuff going on here. I'm trying to get to where that article is. I'm just going to, you know, this is from my website. There is only one disease, and that is cellular malfunction due to lack of oxygen on the cellular level. Are you getting enough oxygen and nutrients into your cells? Can waste exit your cells easily? Are you maintaining an optimal pH of over 7.0 in your cells, or are your cells overly acidic, which makes you prone to every sort of degenerative disease? And by the way, the wireless world keeps everyone's body at a lower pH than is ideal. So if you're not working on shielding yourself or, you know, protecting yourself from the wireless world, you happen to live like in a city like I do, you got to do something. We are only as healthy as our cells, and we are only able to, and this is how we detoxify ourselves. If our cell walls are hard and rigid, then some nutrients and some oxygen can even enter the cell. But if your cell walls are soft and permeable, then optimal nutrients and oxygen can easily flood into the cells, and waste can easily exit the cell. So this is what sulfur does. It makes your cell walls readily accept the nutrients and oxygen it needs to function optimally. So he goes into great detail in the article, and there's a reason why we are so sulfur deficient, and it's basically the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMO, and, you know, the using the three P's in farming, you know, phosphate, potassium. I mean, you know, our soils are so depleted. This wasn't true when manure from all the farm animals was actually laid on the soil and tilled in, and the crops were raised, you know, with this manure that was, you know, had been laying around for a while and had a chance to decompose. But now we have our animals being fed these crops that are often laced with these herbicides, and that actually screws up their digestion, and then the poop doesn't, anyhow, it goes into their poop. And there's many gardens that have been poisoned from, you know, animal poop, farm animal poop, because of the hay itself. We've had that here. It's called Milestone. Milestone persists in the soil for 10 years from animals being fed it and their poop going into gardens. Not a good thing. So, yeah, I had, I got the American Free Press today. It has a great awakening. Tide of culture war turning against wokeness. Wow. And I was able to witness that this week, and just reading some comments. And it was really gratifying to see. One was a YouTube recruiting video for the Army to get them to go to these foreign wars, I guess. And it was so disgusting. And all the comments were just like, these people are waking up. It was nice to see. And then the other one was on Telegram, resist the mainstream news. They had a little poll about, you know, preferred pronouns, and people just went ballistic. You know, like, what are your preferred, let's talk about what are your preferred pronouns. If, you know, how would you respond if someone asked you that? And it was, people are so creative. I just love it. So things are changing. I did want to mention, it's pretty important that there's a whole prediction that it seems to be spreading that Donald Trump is going to be arrested on Tuesday. There, this was predicted, you know, 3 years ago that this event was going to be coming, and now it seems to be, you know, right around the corner. Tuesday is the 21st, and J.D. Rucker did a really good show on that. Four important things to know about Trump's impending arrest. And there's more to this than just going after Donald Trump. Let's start by saying this isn't just about Trump. if Ron DeSantis or any prominent conservative figure were facing the same type of weaponized political attack through law enforcement at any level, I'd be saying the exact same things that I'm about to say now. One does not have to be a Trump supporter to recognize his impending arrest is an attack against our Constitution, against this great nation. And right now, Vivek Ramaswamy is the only GOP candidate I've seen respond to this, and I believe he did a pretty good job of expressing appropriate sentiment. And he said, this is about principle, not a person. This is about our country, not one man. The silence from the rest of the GOP field is deafening. So he goes into it. I don't really have time before I bring on my guest, but he mentions four things patriots need to know about this latest attack. And he covers it in his latest show. That's the J.D. Rucker Show. You can do a search on it on BitChute, Rumble. And he also has a Substack. It's jdrucker.substack.com, the America First Report. He does great analysis, and you may want to subscribe to that. Substack seems to be where a lot of people go. You know, the only one I actually do a paid subscription for, though, is Karen Kingston. Karen Kingston is just rocking it out of the ballpark. Please go to KarenKingston.substack.com. Oh, my gosh. She did. This was a March 13th. Kingston's med legal analysis cited as part of a global operation to criminally prosecute Pfizer. And it was Project this is the Russian military chief cites the work of Project Veritas, the Stu Peters Network, and specifically mentions Karen Kingston's med legal analysis, including citing the legal definition of mRNA technology as a bioweapon under Title 18 USC 175. So, I mean, she is raw. I mean, I don't know anyone that's as good a researcher as her. And I mean, she's prolific. I mean, you go to her Substack, she's putting out sometimes three articles a day, and they're packed and they're clear. And it's like, oh my gosh, it's hard to keep up with this woman. You know, she's, you know, definitely, you know, a woman to pay attention to her analysis. There's another woman, too, that we posted that's doing notices regarding, you know, these doctor's offices now and hospitals, you know, giving them notice that they are doing war crimes because they're distributing a bioweapon. So they need to cease and desist. And everyone needs to get this legal notice and to all the medical facilities in their area so that they know, you know, there's no excuse now. They're actually participating in genocide, and there's no excuse for ignorance at this point. But she really has done an amazing job on a court case covering the whole Pfizer court case that's going on now. I don't have time to go into it, but it's freaking amazing what she's uncovering. I should actually do a show just on that. But anyway, stay tuned. I'm going to go ahead and bring on my guest.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
I think the Biden administration might be trying to overcorrect. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use that firearm. So a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to traverse the lower 48 states. Biden got a lot of flack for that, and rightfully so. Since then, four more objects have been shot down. Supposedly, the radar has been adjusted to spot smaller objects now. I guess until now, something smaller than a Cessna flew by, nobody noticed. Anyway, Biden said that the last three things shot down were likely not from the CCP, but probably from private companies. Wait a minute, you don't know what they are, and you're shooting $400,000 rockets at them. Did our president and our military forget the rule? Know your target and what's behind your target? This is the same guy that doesn't want you to have assault weapons. From now on, when I see something on or over my property, the first thing I'm going to do is start shooting at it. It's good enough for the president, should be good enough for me too, right? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Wisely, and my guest Ricardo Biaz is the pastor of the Natural Law Church of Health and Healing, which is to help God's children claim and affirm their religious right not to vaccinate or have any other unwanted medical procedure. He has been an activist against forced vaccination since 2015, when in California SB 277 was in the works. He has filed many civil rights, criminal complaints, and FOIA requests to local, state, and federal agencies, including the Department of Justice, HHS, and President Trump, among other authorities. Ricardo has done everything he can to stop the government's vaccine agenda while exposing all the fraud behind the vaccine phrase, safe and effective, which, as you know, they are not. And he most recently exposed the pro-coerced vaccination activist apparatus for discrediting and destroying anyone against mandatory vaccines. And he was focused specifically on the work of law professor Dorit Rice. So thank you. He's done a lot. We put a lot of great information on our website, thankfully due to Ricardo Biaz's amazing activism. So we cross-link because his work is so amazing. We have him in, we have three sections actually dedicated to you. We have a religion page where you can join his church, especially if you live in a state where, you know, they're claiming that you can't take a religious exemption unless you belong to a church that has, that is one of its tenets. So that's also on our website. In fact, I got to make sure we have the correct link. I think we fixed that. But anyway, yeah, you've been under attack a lot. You know, let's start, you know, by the way, I'm sorry. Welcome to Immunize Wisely. It's been a little over 3 years, and I'm just really honored to have you again. I need to have you on more often. But I realized, oh, my gosh, it's been 3 years. And when I saw that amazing, what is it, 78 pages that you did, I mean, it's just a stellar work that you shared with all of us. So I was thankful to be able to cross-post it. So thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you very much, Ingrid. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you on your show.
Well, thank you. So, you know, tell our audience a little bit. It's been a long time, and I have new listeners. So if you could just give everyone a little bit of a background, how you even realized that this was a really, really big issue, the whole vaccine agenda. You know, well, what was your start in it?
Well, I knew about the dangers of vaccines many years ago, but I have young children right now, and they were going to be affected once they came out. Even prior to SB 277, they had AB 2109, I think it was, where they wanted you to go to the doctor and get a religious, to have the doctor explain to you about the good things about vaccines in order to get an exemption from school. And that's when I got really started, and then especially once SB 277 came out. So one of the things is that at that time, it wasn't affecting me directly, but there were already several people that were coming out with lawsuits. So what I did is take another route. I started fighting from the school level up. School level, then the district, then went to the state, then went to the federal government. I filed, like you said, several civil complaints, my vaccine class action complaint, then the religious vaccine class action complaint, and it was sent to HHS, Department of Education, and also to the DOJ and to President Trump. Unfortunately, after a couple of years of that, it was denied, like, you know, like we hear now and we see with how corrupt all our governmental agencies are. It was finally denied on all levels. But I continued doing filings in different set of ways. And then recently, once my child, my youngest child, was going to pass to seventh grade, then he would have had to have all the vaccines, basically, that he hadn't had in the past. And I was living in California, so I actually moved to Arizona. I mean, and it's horrible to say that, to, in a sense, kind of abandon ship, but I had no option. So I moved to the county of Yuma, and from here I have continued my work. And in the process, of course, I've been attacked by Dorit Reese, as well as Skeptical Raptor and Respectful Insolence. All those guys, it's a network of people that whenever somebody comes out with information pertaining to the dangers of vaccines, they will immediately attack you. And Dorit Reese is a particular threat to all of us, because being a law professor, she's not an attorney, but being a law professor, she's continuously putting out documents and trying to find all the legal backing that she can in order to make vaccines mandatory, to make people that are not vaccinated pay for it, other ones that get any sort of...
Okay, no? Sorry. Just hold on. We have a commercial break.
Okay.
But yeah, just remember that thought, and then we'll continue at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay, welcome back. So, Ricardo, you're going, you're interrupted by the commercial, and if you can pick up and share a little bit more about your story. I mean, you had to move to Yuma, and I get that. And that's bad enough, to feel all of a sudden, you have to abandon your home, and I'm sure your children weren't real excited about, or
not
are
all.
You?
Yeah.
I mean, they have friends. Yeah, especially at that time, when they're, going through their teenage years, you get bonded with friends, and all of a sudden, we're gone into some smaller city that they're totally unfamiliar with anyone there. Yeah. Yeah. We moved across country when I was 15, just so you know. I get it.
Right. That's very bad. Well, in the last document that you mentioned that I just submitted, which was a complaint or an expose on Doric Reese and Skeptical Raptor and Respectful Insolence, these people started very coordinating, including with, as you may have seen from other work that I've done, with Dr. Stanley Plotkin, the godfather of vaccines. I when I did an FOIA request to UC Hastings for emails between Doric and Plotkin, I ended up getting a bunch of emails of communications that she was having with Plotkin and a bunch of people talking about how to stop everybody that was coming out with any information pertaining to the vaccine injuries. And those guys attack, like Skeptical Raptor, they attack everybody that does that. But the problem with Dorit Reese in particular is that, being a law professor, she's been writing a lot of documents, supposedly legal type information, as to how to get all those people that are not vaccinated from not allowing them to do things like go to school, including taking your children away if you didn't, making people that don't get vaccinated to pay for outbreaks that happen in schools, all sorts of stuff. So I decided to write that paper to expose everything that I found in all my FOIA requests and all the different articles that have been written by Dorit and these other two websites that were attacking us in the vaccine fight.
Right. Yeah, well, there's some really choice stuff in there. In fact, I want to pull it up. I'm just putting that link so everyone can see it in the chat room because I want everyone to be able to see some of your work. So I'm pulling that up now so I can look at the document. I mean, Doris Race and Paul Offit discussing implementing the forced vaccination laws. I mean, these are all, you know, just they don't care about our country, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, none of this. This is all under the guise of public health, allegedly. I mean, yeah. You have to understand, Paul Offit years ago said it's safe to give a small infant the equivalent of 10,000 antigens at one time. You know, that would be like 10,000 injections. That is really safe. I mean, he said so many outrageous things. And they all happen to share the same religion and the same, you know, they all worship Lucifer. They're all, you know, Zionist Jews. What can I say? Yeah. You know, they all are. I mean, that's a fact. You know, because we openly talk about that on this network. You know, I mean, the people on the board of Disney, all of them, that's what they have in common. It's bizarre, just bizarre. I mean, these just are wild. they are willing to go to take down, you know, the Goyim and the people in this country. I mean, they're going, you know, they're doing everything in their power, and they work really tightly together to influence legislators, and they have money and power behind them.
Right, and no matter what evidence comes out of all the harm, whether it's the parents telling about their stories or everything that we're seeing right now with the COVID-19 injections where people are dropping dead and all that sort of stuff, they don't care. They continue to deny everything that's going on. So it's very difficult to try to fight against them because they have so much money and power behind them that supports everything that they do, like you talked about earlier also about Pfizer and all those pharmaceutical companies that are putting out all these mandates through pressuring governmental agencies to go ahead and do their bidding and get everything changed. So one of the things that I did in that document that I wrote, it was two things. One was to expose Dorit and all the people behind this move to attack us, and also to show that the vaccines are not safe, because everything that Dorit has written, in a sense, in some cases, could be valid, could be okay if the vaccines were proven to be safe. So one of the things that I had to focus my document on is proving that the vaccines are not safe. So I break it all down into the different aspects of it, like having no placebo test, having no test for carcinogen, issues or fertility, and I break it down completely to dismantle all her documents, all her legal writings, and then I explain exactly what she has done to discredit me as much as she can, together with the other people.
Right, and that's exactly what they do. They prey on our ignorance of the real issues, and they don't want people to know these kind of details that vaccines don't even have the same requirements as drugs, and they're completely released of liability, the drug manufacturers, thanks to the NVIC and Barbara Lowe Fisher, you know, working hand in glove with the pharmaceutical industry to pass the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act in 1986, which is why we've had this explosion in vaccines. So, you know, we had Gardasil approved. Gardasil was really to make up for all the lawsuits from Vioxx. So it kind of goes on from there, you know.
Yeah, it's horrible what they're doing to humanity. They don't care. They don't care.
They don't care. Well, you know, we have the National Institute of Health doing their research. We have the Health and Human Services guaranteeing purchases of large lots of vaccines, and we have the FDA doing blanket approval. You know, many of these studies are clearly fraudulent, just like the flu vaccine. We've dissected their studies, and it's like shows that the flu vaccine is actually caused influenza, not the other way around. But you know, that doesn't matter. They still approve them. There's too much money in there, and the CDC takes your tax dollars and does this, you know, advisory committee on immunization practices, and that whatever they say is approved, and they have conflicts of interest, every member on there, and whatever they say goes down to the state level and the public health departments. And, you know, the whole, you know, every child by two, you know, the states to fund their, you know, health departments and all that stuff is they need that funding from the percentage of children that get all the CDC recommended vaccines. They have actually a financial incentive. That's why you get those jingles going, and it's just absolutely wicked. It goes on from there, but I don't want to take up your time. This document has so much. There's 74 pages. I said 78, but it's 74 pages. He has clear citations of, I mean, we're talking real analysis. A lot of it straight from the CDC. It's all footnoted. Very clear. Just an excellent paper. So,
that organization that you mentioned, right, it's a Child by Two. What is the name of that?
Well, they have this. That was a while back.
Because DORA is part of their organization, I think. And one of the things that you were mentioning about the manufacturers having a no liability, or that liability was taken away, that's only when there is no fraud in play. If there's fraud, fraud permeates and neutralizes anything. And that lawsuit that you were talking to me earlier. That lawsuit, the great thing about it is now they're going to have the opportunity to do the discovery request and getting all those emails and getting that information. So this should help out to show the fraud that has been perpetrated against us.
Exactly. Well, I mean, we've had several different court cases. It's a matter of legal strategy and approach of how to prove the fraud in court, and with the, you know, the death toll of the COVID vaccines on the whole populace, and, you know, the sudden death epidemic that we have among our youth and the children too, that is waking enough people up to do, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of new attorneys now that are looking at this and taking the analysis of, you know, Karen Kingston too. So, they've never done the right legal approaches. They've all been chopping at the branches, but you're absolutely right about that. All of these vaccines are based on fraud, and it's based on the belief that vaccines are safe and effective. So they're okay about bringing up some safety issues with mercury and aluminum. But don't ever attack the efficacy. That's a big deal. Barbara Lowe Fisher never goes there. You know, smallpox and polio were wiped out by vaccines. I mean, you know, we don't have them today because of vaccines. That's not true. But I'm just saying, you know, there's going to be new legal strategies that are going to come out as a result of the crime of the century, which is COVID.
If there's something good that came out of the pandemic, is that it opened the eyes of many people as far as the dangers of vaccines, because apparently adult parents weren't worried about getting their children vaccinated, but once they were forced into vaccination, that's when they say, wait a minute, that's the only positive thing that has come out from this pandemic. So at least a lot of people now have opened their eyes. But it's important that people understand the whole history of vaccines in order to understand how this has been perpetrated, because the COVID-19 one is a continuation of the same plan. And we all knew that they were going to be coming out with a pandemic. We just didn't know to what extent they would go in order to achieve this, which was locking down the world.
Right.
That no, none of us, at least I never heard anybody saying that they may come and do something like that. So,
right. In fact, I was surprised too that it went that far with the masking and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Because we knew that they were prepping for that. They were getting everything lined up after H1N1 in 2009. And that was, you know, we knew that the next one was going to be much bigger and much more. They were going to have all their ducks in a row by then. But, yeah, it even shocked me how people rolled over and masked and, you know, allowed some unknown swab to go all the way up to their brain and through their nose. I was like, there's no way. There's no way.
And the legal fights that and all those lawsuits that happened with SB 277, they were not really based on how vaccines are dangerous. They never get to that point. And they always the courts of course always go back to that Jacobson case from 1904 or 1905 as a precedent to deny a right not to vaccinate for religious or personal reasons. And that's one thing that I also covered in my document. That it's time to overturn Jacobson, just like they overturned Roe, because the things are different now. All court cases are unique. I mean, when we talk about precedent does apply, of course, in court cases, but every court is singular in a sense. So all the facts have to be identical in order for precedents to apply 100%. But if they're not, then you cannot do that. And, of course, in 1904 or 5, we did not have FOIA requests. We did not have the VAR system. We did not have the communication of Internet where people around the world are bringing out all the facts about the dangers and the injuries and deaths caused by vaccines over the years. So breaking that down, that I believe that that's going to be – it can be used like a domino effect to neutralize all mandates – for vaccines at all levels, at school levels, work or whatever it may be. But we need somebody to take that case. We need somebody, let's say Aaron Seary and Del Bittre in their show to expose this and also to bring those legal lawsuits.
Right. Okay. Do you know, I'm going to put you in touch with Jamie Murphy. He's been kind of guarded. He wanted to have a lengthy article, but he is the guy in this country, in Massachusetts, who has done the detailed research into Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And he has all the dissenting opinions. He has everything to overturn it. And, you know, based on, I mean, there was a huge amount of dissent. Now, everyone thought it was a wrong decision, and it is. So, I need to put you guys in touch because you know, I'm just saying we do need to go there, and it needs to be overturned just like Roe versus Wade. I mean, some of these things are not solid, you know, grounded in constitutional law.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that the Jacobson Court does, they do specifically state, you know, the supremacy of somebody's rights to say no to the government is there, but when you have the individual versus the community, then the community wins. But if we now prove that the vaccines are injuring people, then they're not helping the community. And if they're not helping the community, then our individual rights take precedence. And we can say no to all these mandates.
Right. Exactly.
Well, yeah, feel free to share my document with that person that you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah, I will. I mean, he's a little bit in the backdrop. He was more active, you know, 20 years ago. I mean, I know all the activists, you know, from 20 years ago, you know, and now there's all these new people. So I'm just saying he thought he could get in, you know, some of the like Harper's or the Atlantic Monthly and, you know, like some of these other publications. And no, he was not able to. So I said, well, you can at least try, you know, Wise Traditions or, you know, something else. You know, there's some other publications out there. But anyway, I do need to follow through with him. I did reach out to him over something going on in Massachusetts. So anyway, you know, I also, you know, that article, you were the one that – Did you? Were you the one that did the transcriptions of the deposition, Stanley Plotkin? Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually wrote them?
Yeah, what I did, and you have a link to that. You shared it with me the other day. I think you have it on your website. Yes, what I did is I went through the nine videos that they had. It was about an hour long, each one. And then what I did is I created a document, and I broke down every video by the more important things to us, because Aaron Siri was the one doing all the questions. He had great questions, but of course it's a very long deposition. So what I did is I broke it down by videos, the main elements, and then the text of what he said, I put it on my document, and then next to that, for each individual thing that I consider to be important, for each one of those, I put down where in the transcript you can find that language, and where in the video you can hear the statements made by Plotkin.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke it down completely, and then I did a summary of my summary, which is in a couple of pages. I just showed line by line the different things that he said and where you can find that on the video. So anybody that was trying to bring any argument with that, he admitted that there were no placebo tests, that he admitted that if we did placebo tests, then that would have helped. All those things are broken down there. And all those videos are still on YouTube, with the exception of one that I noticed, and that was the one where he admits that it does have fetal tissue. And,
right.
and he admits that they took little pieces from the fetus, from the tongue, the lungs, the skin, the heart. It's disgusting of what they did. But that, luckily, I'm sure that Siri has it because she represented the lady that brought up the Matheson case. But Del Bigtree and his show, they also went ahead and they captured that part of the video where he admits the content of the fetal tissue. And that, and just with that, most people can get the exemption for religious beliefs, because you can't deny it. At that point, you can't. That this is the father of vaccines, so you can't deny it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. So, let me go ahead and put those links to that, because unfortunately, my webmaster did not. He has not put those up.
Yeah,
so let me go ahead and do that.
Yeah, let me read you this part of Jacobson, which I note in my document. In the case, it says, there is, of course, a sphere within which the individual may assert the supremacy of his own will and rightfully dispute the authority of any human government, especially of any free government existing under a written constitution, to interfere with the exercise of that will. But it is equally true that in every world order society charged with the duty of conserving the safety of its members, the rights of the individual in respect to his liberties may at times, under pressure of great danger, be subject to the restraint to be enforced by reasonable regulations. So that's a key word, reasonable regulations, as the safety of the general public may demand. So when we can prove that the vaccines are causing harm, then there is no general public safety. There is general public detriment. And therefore, the supremacy of our will goes above what the government may require. So Jacobson can be used. It's not that we have to overturn because it was all wrong. They in a sense, they said, we believe what the authorities are telling us, that the vaccines do work and save people. Once we remove that, or had it been proven on the court, then they would never come to that conclusion. Now, the person that you mentioned that went through Jacobson, one of the things that I was trying to do, and I couldn't find how to do it, and I didn't have the resources, is to get the filings that happened before. Mm-hmm. Not at the Supreme Court level, but at the court level, the superior court level. Because whenever you have a case, it starts at the superior court or the district court when you're talking about federal, and then you go to the appeal and then to the Supreme Court. Those are courts of review. You cannot add new information that wasn't presented in the initial case. So it's all based on that. So getting that initial case and the decisions, that's where we can see, does this person present all the necessary evidence to prove the harms of vaccines? Or did the court go ahead and do what they do now? They just ignore it and say, well, the government said so, and that's about it. Because in those days, there was already books out and people talking about the dangers of vaccines. You have the, what's the name of that book? The Horrors of Vaccination from, I think, 1910, that explains everything, everything that was happening with the vaccines, even in those days.
Right. Oh, yeah. We have a whole bunch of great historical books on that from the late 1800s and early 1900s.
Right.
So I think you're thinking of, let me see which one you're
thinking. His last name is Higgins.
Yeah.
It's Higgins. Horrors of Vaccination.
Well, the Horrors. Exposed. It's called The Horrors of Vaccination Exposed.
The Horrors of Vaccination Exposed. Yes. That's
right. I still have a few of those. And there's a PDF out there. There's a lot of them on our website. He also wrote The Crime Against a School Child. That's a really good legal arguments relevant to today. So that's also on our website. I can just, put a link to these old books. We also have The Poison Needle and The Hidden Dangers of the Polio Vaccine by Eleanor McBean. And we have Murder by Injection. We have all that stuff on our website.
Yeah, by Eustace Mullins, Murder by Injection. I read that book many, many years ago. That's one of the things that was back in the 80s. And that's where I knew that vaccines were dangerous. So.
Yeah, we have our archives too, where we personally scanned in, lots of older books, Vaccination Absurdities and Contradictions, The Facts Against Compulsory Vaccination, by Anderson, that was 1929. We have People's Book. He's a medical doctor, copyrighted 1900. That's like a gold mine, 325 pages. Compulsory Vaccination, A Menace to Personal Liberty. That's a gold mine. You'll like that. So, I mean, I'm just saying, we have quite a bit. So stay tuned. We have a commercial, the top of the hour. You're listening to my wonderful guest, Ricardo Biaz of the Natural Law Church.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.